No, and I think, to be honest, 26-16, it probably flatters Ireland a bit because, listening to Brian O'Driscoll and him chatting after the game, you know, most of the rugby was played by Italy. They dominated the loose play. Their ball release at the breakdown was absolutely super, whereas Conor Murray had to literally dig for the ball. And you'd have to say that, Joe Smith, he'll not admit to it, but he has to be a bit worried because, you know, this is the third game in a row now that Ireland really haven't got their game together. Today, yes, at times they did, but, you know, when you saw the way that the Italians counter-attacked and kept, as I said, ball retention, the Irish line-out was a bit of a shambles at times, losing four of the line-outs. And again, I think Brian O'Driscoll said there were 16 knock-ons, you know, which at international standard is not good. But overall, I mean, they got their bonus point. They got their four tries. They got a bonus point, and, you know, they're still in with a shout if anything would happen to Wales at the moment. But certainly, you know, against the French now in 2 weeks' time at the Aviva, it's going to be difficult. Maybe that's a game that everything will turn around. But certainly, you know, the Scottish game was disappointing, and I think you'd have to say that Wales game was even more disappointing. The Italian game was even more disappointing.
Alec, it looked like a weekend of shocks. Particularly a shock last night as well in the Six Nations. Wales beating England. No one seen that one coming. Maybe England went into that game thinking they were just going to have to show up in that one. But, of course, Wales, they definitely grinded out a very good victory.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is that going to the Millennium Stadium in Cardiff and, you know, it's in the DNA of every Welshman if you play rugby to beat England, and certainly you have to say that the second half performance by Wales was very convincing, and they deserved it very much. So England just in the second half didn't exist, and I think they didn't exist because Wales just were too good. And certainly that try after, I think, was 35 phases of play, I mean, that was a tremendous try to get, and really there was no way back from England. That just lets you see, you know, this Six Nations this year, there's nobody that's guaranteed anything. I mean, Wales at the moment, you'd have to think, they've got Ireland the last game at the Millennium, and they've another game in 2 weeks' time, which at this moment in time, they would be favourites. Same with Scotland, who a lot of people thought were going to do really well in this tournament. I mean, okay, the game against Ireland was a scrappy affair, which they lost out on. But to lose yesterday would have disappointed them against France, who really have been disappointing throughout the tournament. So there's a lot to play for in the last 2 weeks, but I think that a lot of the players and sometimes the coaches are thinking ahead of because of the World Cup. Maybe that's on the players' minds. Certainly from Ireland's point of view, you know, this thing about being favourites and chance of winning the World Cup doesn't do a team any good. And, you know, indirectly, maybe it has got to the players, but certainly from Ireland's point of view, they have got to up their game, and they've got to show at the Aviva in 2 weeks' time against the French that they're back on song, and they're going to be certainly a team to do well at the World Cup.
More locally, Alec, you were at the game between City of Derry and Malahide yesterday. Defeat for City of Derry, it ended 27-45. Also defeat for Omagh as well, away to Tullamore. They were defeated 26-21.
Yeah, Malahide Derry result, Derry got two tries in the last 5 minutes, and one of them was an interception, the other was a very good try from Tiernan Thornton when he raced away to score. That gave him a try bonus point, which could prove very, very good at the end of the season. But really, Malahide, Derry 10-0 up at one stage, but Malahide came back and they were leading 26-10 half time, already got their try bonus points, scoring four. Overall, they scored seven tries, and you have to say, just Malahide were just too good for Derry yesterday. Very impressive to watch with ball in hands, and certainly there'll be a team that's going to win a few more games before the end of the season. As you said, Omagh went down to Tullamore. Tullamore are now level with Derry. In fact, they're above them because of their points differential. Omagh at one stage were getting beat. It was set 26-7, but they came back with two late scores and they got a losing bonus point. But, you know, Derry have to travel to Tullamore near the end of the season, and that's not going to be easy for them. But at this moment in time, I mean, next week it's a local derby. City of Derry are up at Omagh, and that's going to be a game that's going to be very, very interesting. At this moment in time, it's Tullamore and Derry, 22 points, and then they're both in 7th and 8th position. Thomond 18 and Seapoint 19. There's nothing in it, and Derry still have to go to both Seapoint and Tullamore. So who knows what can happen. The other game was that Rennie lost out to Sligo 16-12, but they're still in the they're still in third position in Division 2B. And one result that I'd like to just mention, Enniskillen beat Ballymena 21-3. So Enniskillen will be travelling to the Kingspan on Easter Tuesday to play in the Towns Cup final, and that's a great achievement for them.
Also, Alec, disappointing for Strabane yesterday as well. They were beaten in Rugby Championship 3, 13-20 against Virginia. Donegal had a good victory in the Rugby Regional West against City of Derry. 18-17 was the final score there. So, funny, I was speaking to Bert during the week, the manager of Strabane. He was indicating a lot of injuries from a Strabane point of view, and losing a couple of players as well didn't help his cause.
No, Bert Galbraith, as you say, a very enthusiastic gentleman. I know Bert well, and he'll have been disappointed after the great start they made, winning the four games. But, you know, injuries, and of course, he did lose three or four players to City of Derry. And, you know, you can't, a club of Strabane's ilk, you can't lose players of that standard. It makes a big difference. But nevertheless, Strabane are always very, very competitive, and I've no doubt that they'll finish off the season and come back even stronger next week or next year.
Okay, Alec, well, that's the rugby review for the weekend. Before we let you go, a good victory for Ulster yesterday as well against Sebree. 54-7 it finished, and well, another good victory there for Dan McFarlane's side.
Yeah, they had to get that one. I mean, it was easy enough at the end of the day. Rob Herring getting three tries from driving lineouts, but nevertheless, that Conference B, you know, was still very much up for grabs. They were helped in a sense last night that Glasgow were beaten by Cardiff, and that did them no harm at all. But they still have a lot of games to play. They still have to go away, and they still have to play Leinster, and they still have to go and play Glasgow and Edinburgh away. That's not going to be easy last three games. So they need to get every point they can at this moment in time.